There's a lot of excitement, chatter, and singing in the Fellowship Hall of the First Christian Church in Georgetown on a Monday evening. Nearly 60 members of the Youth Theater of the Bluegrass, or YTOB, are rehearsing for Mary Poppins, the musical. 15-year-old Amelia Hurst performs in the nonprofit's 10th anniversary production, which is an important milestone.
What it means to me is being a part of something a lot bigger than me, because I have actually been doing shows with Y2B since 2019, and so doing such a magical show like this is like, oh my gosh, I am a part of something that's going to become something so, so great and so big.
Hurst is excited to have multiple roles in Mary Poppins.
My named role is Neelius, who is the statue that comes alive in the park during Jolly Holiday, the song. I'm also a customer, which means I am in Mrs. Corey's shop during Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I'm also a chimney sweep, which means I am in step in time.
Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. We will step in time.
As one of the show's lead characters, Donovan Smith sits among the other cast members. He holds his script while singing. The 23-year-old is the male lead, known as Bert. In the 1964 film Mary Poppins, Bert was the chimney sweep played by Dick Van Dyke. Smith says he's never seen the film. He takes his role seriously, though.
Very nerve-wracking. It's very fun, too, but just, I don't know, having people not necessarily look up to you, but, like, see you center stage is kind of daunting.
Smith has performed in 5 other plays with YTOB and says he especially enjoys singing one song in particular.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
At this early rehearsal, the cast members sit in rows of chairs to learn their songs. Executive director Elisa Curry wears a green and white top with her blonde hair pulled back in a ponytail. She stands at a round table behind the cast observing. The executive director says youth theater is so important for the community. She founded this theater company for kids who gravitate toward the arts and who love to sing and dance.
Just knowing that there was a need for those kids to find their people, for those kids to have a way to express themselves. We have extremely gifted musicians in this group. And if it wasn't for YTOB, they would have to travel 30 plus miles or 30 plus minutes away to find a way to do this.
While there are 60 cast members, Curry says more than 20 people help behind the scenes. Georgetown resident Sarah Newman is assistant stage manager.
There's something magical about it. It's singing, dancing, and acting, and you put those three together, where else do you get that? I want kids to have access to it, and that's exactly what YTOB has done. It's inclusive and it's accessible to all kids.
Two of the youngest cast members, 9-year-old Sadie Marsh and 12-year-old Eden Jones, play the Banks children who have had trouble keeping a nanny until Mary Poppins came along. They each talk about time they spend rehearsing at home.
At least 10 minutes every day, and my mom helps me a lot with my lines.
I bring my script with me in the car, and I practice at home in the bathroom because I have a lot of siblings, and they always complain whenever I practice around them.
Both girls are looking forward to opening night, which is scheduled for July 16th at Georgetown College in the John L. Hill Chapel. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Georgetown.